Take two bites off of your plate, enjoy them, and take one sip of water. Force yourself to enjoy your food. Engage in the conversation around you. Take your time. There is no need to rush. There is no need to rush eating.
Welcome to the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast with DIY healthy lifestyle blogger, Anna Fulmer. Empowering you to transform your life. One imperfect day at a time.
We are continuing to celebrate all month long in the anticipation of the 100th upcoming episode of the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast with a $100 Amazon gift card giveaway. There are so many ways to enter. It is very, very easy. If you're watching on YouTube, click on the link in the description. If you're listening, be sure at some point to visit hammersandhugs.com. Click on the show notes and there's a link you can easily enter. My thanks from the bottom of my heart for tuning in here. I would not be here if it were not for you. And this might be the chance for you to splurge on yourself guilt-free this holiday season. And again, thank you for tuning into the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast. I am your host, Anna Fulmer. Are you worried about holiday weight gain? This time of year, do you get concerned about the overeating and that gross feeling that comes about because you just can't help yourself from taking the second, maybe third helping every time you sit down around the food? It's one of the most blessed things of being with people. Food was meant to be enjoyed. More importantly, the fellowship around the food. But it can be very, very difficult to dial it in. And this is something my clients ask about every single year around this time. My fitness nutrition clients ask me for strategies to help them maintain their goals over the holidays. These tips to prevent overeating are applicable for any time of year, but I am recording this as we are preparing for Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and all of the wonderful things to come. And one of the things that I talk to my clients about so that they fully understand that I am passionate about the nutritional aspect of the Fast Way to Fat Loss, the program that I coach for, because I firmly believe that that food was meant to be enjoyed. It is not a burden, but society has turned it into a ball and chain, so we often feel weighed down, literally and figuratively. So I want to help you learn practical ways, 21 in fact, that you can help dial in, stay in control, and prevent overeating to maintain your goals and avoid that holiday weight gain. If nothing else, to just avoid that feeling that none of us enjoy after we have eaten too much time and time again. All right, here we go. Tip number one, do not healthify your dessert. For the love of food, stop trying to make dessert healthy. I like kale just like the next person. Okay, that's actually not true. I think it's disgusting. But don't you dare blend up anything green into my brownies. When you eat dessert, just enjoy it. One piece, one large normal piece. None of this like little bite-sized bird nonsense. One piece, fully enjoy it. Call it quits. Number two, eat a snack high in protein prior to your meal. I grew up, don't eat anything before your meal, right? Because we're about to eat. And that is true if you are reaching for a handful of chips. But if you are going to a large event and you know there's going to be excess food and maybe the food won't even be served until an hour after you get there, a great tip in curbing hunger prior to a large meal without loading up on unnecessary empty carbs are high protein snacks. Keep a few of these handy. There is a link on the blog post, 21 high protein snacks to grab and go. I did an entire blog post on this to give you some quick tips. Click on that link, check that out. If you're watching on YouTube, it's in the description, and have a few of those snacks on hand. Lean protein. That's the secret. Number three, plan ahead for the meals that you can control. That means this. If you know you aren't going anywhere until dinner time, then make sure you dial in on nutrition beforehand. If you're going somewhere for dinner where the food's out of your control, right? Somebody else has prepared it, which is such a blessing, but you know there's going to be, you know, the potatoes and the desserts and everything else that have a lot of maybe less than nutrient dense calories and carbs. Hone in on the meals beforehand and focus in on carbs that are high in fiber, so fruits and vegetables, vegetables especially, and lean protein. Lean protein. I did a whole podcast series on protein, by the way. Listen to that if you're wondering. Give me examples of lean protein. There's so much to be said about protein. I'm not going to go into that here, but please go check out those podcasts. The one you, if you want that answer very specifically, you need to listen to the podcast episode, Best Sources of Protein. Best Sources of Protein. And that will answer that question. But lean protein, vegetables, carbs high in fiber, plan ahead for the meals that you can control. That way it gives you a lot of wiggle room then for dinner. You can enjoy those carbs, empty as they may be. Happy holidays. Number four, have a list of go-to high-protein snacks for traveling. Again, protein, bringing back the protein. But a lot of people travel throughout the holidays. And what ends up happening? You stop at McDonald's. We're a Chick-fil-A family. Love Chick-fil-A chicken. Or maybe you go out to eat, or you arrive at your destination unbelievably hungry and then end up filling up on the pretzels that are on the counter. Again, 21 high protein snacks to grab and go. Listen to the podcast episode on best protein sources and have those on hand for travel. Number five, make a list of your top five holiday treats and plan to fully enjoy them. I mentioned this before about like, take that one piece of dessert, big piece, none of this little bird stuff, and enjoy it. But this is so important. You're going to hear this concept a lot. Enjoy your food, but do so intentionally to set yourself up for success and not failure. We don't want this negative feedback cycle with food. So what does this look like? If you don't love Aunt Sally's chocolate cake, but you dream of Aunt Susan's pumpkin pie from January through October, then forget about the chocolate cake. Forget about the rest of the dessert spread and plan to fully enjoy that homemade pumpkin pie. Maybe it's potatoes. I don't know about you, but we end up eating so many big meals over these next 30 days because we're blessed with a lot of family. We have a lot of get-togethers, friends, family. And there are a couple get-togethers that I know there is a certain dish there that is one of my favorites and I fully enjoy it. Big helping. But I'm intentional about it. Then I just forego the other stuff that I'm like so-so about. Don't eat it. Nobody says it has to go on your plate. Be intentional. If you especially struggle with overindulging in sweets, then I highly recommend this strategy because it's probably not hard for you to come up with just a couple of your favorite sweet treats or just carbs in general, potatoes, sweet potato, like whatever it is, the sweet potato casserole, whatever. But pick a couple that you love and tell yourself you're going to fully enjoy it. No guilt. Don't overeat it. Just fully enjoy one large helping. Discipline yourself to pass on the other less than stellar options. Number six, when filling your plate, start with a vegetable first. This is a question I've gotten many times, actually, is what is the order in which you would fill a plate? This is also true just in general on a day-to-day basis, but come mealtime, put a vegetable on your plate first, then protein, and then whatever room is left, fill it up with carbs. My plate will typically have more vegetables and meat than anything else. Number seven, limit yourself to one dinner plate and fill it up. This is a simple concept, but if you get into the habit of this, you will be shocked at the difference that it makes in the long run. Tell yourself you will fill up one plate, enjoy it fully, you will not go back for seconds, and practice tip number 10. Keep listening. Number eight, stay active. If you are at a family gathering, tell everyone to bring a pair of walking shoes. Maybe it's at your house. Tell everyone to bring a pair of walking shoes and take a 20-minute walk in between meals or festivities. If you live near a park, make sure people bring their warm jackets, bring a pair of walking shoes, and walk to a park together. Be active. Number nine, eat slowly. Okay, if there was one tip on this list, in full disclosure, that I am still working on, it's this one. As a mom with young kids, getting a hot minute to eat uninterrupted is about as rare as the kale smoothie that actually tastes good. The moments are few and far between. So when they present themselves, I find myself eating quickly as though somehow shoveling food into my mouth with unprecedented speed will make it more enjoyable. But this unconsciously contributes to overeating, not to mention just lack of enjoyment. So I really, really try to force myself to eat slowly. One of the ways to help is tip number 10, practicing the 2-to-1 method. This one's fairly self-explanatory, but what you do is you take 2 bites off of your plate, enjoy them, and take 1 sip of water. Water is the answer to many questions in the fitness and nutrition world. Most people are drastically underhydrating, and not only will this help fill you up a little bit by drinking water, it will help keep you hydrated, but also it will help you slow down the rate at which you empty that one plate that you have filled and are enjoying. Put your fork down after those 2 bites, and then with the same hand, take a sip of water. Force yourself to enjoy your food. Engage in the conversation around you. Take your time. There is no need to rush. There is no need to rush eating. If you aren't super interested in Uncle Bob's recent cataract surgery, then enjoy the amazing food on your plate and take a moment to just think of someone that you're grateful for or engage with a family member that maybe you haven't in a long time. But just slow down. Take a breath. Take a sip of water. Slow down. Number 11. Same concept as tip number 7, but limit yourself to 1 dessert plate. Now, typically dessert plates will be a little bit smaller, but fill it up and call it quits. Now, a true dessert plate is usually big enough for 1 large piece of pie, 1 large piece of cake. So, you know, these are sort of like congruent, these ideas of like take 1 big piece and really enjoy it. But again, the simplest tip, don't go back for seconds. Fill up 1 plate and just enjoy it, because the second helping never tastes as good. Be content with 1 plate and enjoy it. You have tried it all. Worried you will never lose the extra weight or reclaim the energy you once enjoyed? Want to achieve fat loss without spending hours in a gym or eliminating entire food groups from your diet? Well, now you can. In the virtual Faster Way to Fat Loss with Anna, my 6-week fitness and nutrition program, you will learn how to pair effective 30-minute workouts with all-natural, evidence-based nutritional strategies to leverage what you eat and when you eat to reset your metabolism and burn fat fast, even that stubborn belly fat. I am a dual-certified nurse practitioner passionate about teaching sustainable strategies to promote fat loss and prevent disease. I have cheered on thousands of clients who have done just that with the Faster Way program. In my 6-week program, the average client currently sheds 7 inches of body fat. 93% report more energy, and 89% state that their mental health has improved. 100% of clients report they feel this program is sustainable. Curious to try the program but not sure if the strategies will work for you? Try the Faster Way strategies for free. Head to www.hammersandhugs.com and sign up for my free 7-day fat loss accelerator course today and start your own transformation story. Number 12, chew gum in between meals. I would be willing to bet the number one reason for overeating during the holidays is not too much food during the meals. It is not too many sweets for dessert. It is not alcohol or too many sugary drinks. The number one reason people overeat during the holidays or really any time is snacking in between meals. For many, it is the unconscious process of taste testing everything as it is made. I am very guilty of that. Eating the cookie or 5 that broke while trying to scrape them off the pan. Guilty. Popping chips and crackers and cheese and candy into your mouth while socializing around the kitchen. If you find yourself declaring a hearty amen to any of the above, then this tip is for you. I will also tell you this. I have gotten more DMs or messages or texts about this tip being successful than any other tip on this list. I've gotten messages about a lot of these tips, but this is one a lot of people find beneficial, because in order to snack, you have to take the piece of gum out of your mouth. And that reminds people, nope, I'm not doing it. Just pop it back in. The other tip that people have found most helpful is the one plate method. So This really does work. I've had a lot of people tell me that. And if you are terrified that over this next month and a half, you're going to ruin the hard work you have put into taking control of your health, this is a practical way to avoid the unconscious dangers of snacking. We need to help you restrain and retrain old habits. Get that gum and get a gum that you like and is higher quality, by the way. I had a gum the other day that I chewed it for all of maybe a minute and it was disintegrating. It was like some cheapo gum that my kids got. Ugh, it was disgusting. So side note, pick gum that actually lasts for more than a minute.
Hey parents.
Yeah, you.
Are you looking for a podcast your kids will really love?
Well, we made one just for you.
And for us.
As genuine, all-natural kids ourselves, we know what makes a fun and interesting podcast.
So we decided to make it ourselves. Every show is packed with interviews, stories, and on-the-ground reporting.
We have interviewed everyone from scientists to Grammy Award-winning musicians to NFL quarterbacks.
Listen to Wild Interest wherever you get your podcasts.
Number 13, socialize away from the food. This also plays into the above tip, but if you are one of those unconscious grazers and you know who you are, then I highly recommend joining the people in the family room or playing with the kids outside and away from the food in between meals. In between meals, socialize away from the food. Now, for those of us who are the cooks in the kitchen over the holidays, I understand this is really difficult. I get that. Hence the gum method. Another tip is to just have water on hand all the time. If you find the need to be putting something in your mouth, water. You can drink water with a piece of gum in your mouth. Number 14, place all the candy into a Ziploc bag. I don't know about you guys, but my kids get a lot of candy over the holidays. For those of you listening, just to give you perspective who don't know our personal family story, so blessed, but we currently still, my husband and I, between the two of us, still have 6 grandparents living. All 3 sets still host their own Christmases. So that means my children have 6 great grandparents living. It's an unbelievable blessing. My gosh, I could do a whole podcast episode on our generational legacy. It's just, I'm so blessed. So blessed. Such a wealth of family heritage here. But it means a lot of Christmas celebrations. A lot. Not to mention the Christmas celebrations then with our immediate parents and then our own. So it ends up being about 3, 5, 6 currently, and then 7 actually. Anyways, there's a lot of candy. I want to get back to the point. So for years, whether it be Easter, Halloween, I mean, any time that my kids are getting all this candy, I am a little OCD and I hate clutter. I know some of you are like, what are you talking about? It's candy. But others of you are like, yes, 100%. I have to have the candy neatly stored away. I don't want wrappers all over the place. I don't want candy thrown all at the house. Plus, I can't monitor it then. My youngest would just eat everything in one sitting. So I have all candy put in Ziploc bags. If we're at grandparents, I ask for a Ziploc bag. They're used to me doing this now. Most of both of our moms just get me a Ziploc bag and we combine all of their stocking stuffers into Ziploc bags. Bag it up, put it away so that you're not just grazing on it. Number 15, cut alcohol by 50%. I got some eye raises on this one. Mm-hmm. I heard them. That's right. I heard you raising your eyebrows and your eyes, maybe rolling them. But here's the deal. Stay with me. At some point, you need to decide if you want to drink your carbs or eat your carbs. Do you want to drink your calories or eat your calories? When it is all said and done, your body, simplistically speaking, stores carbs in the same nutrient warehouse as sugar. If you want to cut back on empty calories, then this is an easy way to do it. Cut by 50% and enjoy a little bit more moderation. Your gut will thank you too. This is feedback I have gotten from many of my Faster Way clients. They are drinking significantly less alcohol by the end of the program, and I have heard time and time again how much better they feel. This is even for people who weren't overindulging. They're just drinking less alcohol. Cut by 50%, enjoy a little bit more moderation, decide if you want to drink your carbs or eat your carbs, and you will also enjoy a happier gut. Number 16, exercise first thing in the morning. I have said it before, if you are new here and have not heard me say this, second to time with Jesus and drinking coffee, establishing an early morning routine has been the most transformational health habit in my life. 2 years ago when Lily turned one, I forced, 2 years ago, that's not true. What is she? She's five. 4 years ago. That's a typo. 4 years ago when Lily turned one, I forced myself to start getting up early in the morning before my kids. It took me several years to figure out all of the hacks to consistently maintain an early morning routine. But part of my progression and the evolution of my early morning routine included getting my workout done first thing in the morning. I know my sleep-loving self is still in shock that it's possible, but you guys, it is. I have some exciting things coming all around this entire concept. It will change your life. Tune into this 100th episode, you guys. You wouldn't even believe the stuff that's happening over here. And I'm so excited to bring you along for the ride. But bottom line, exercise first thing in the morning, and then you are ready for the day and all of the festivities, and you'll feel so much better. You'll feel so much better. You'll also probably do better with eating, statistically speaking, if you get your workout in first thing in the morning. Number 17, get a good night's sleep. Everyone around here know, similar to what I just talked about, my sleep-loving self. Y'all know how much I love my sleep. I love sleeping. I get super excited when it's bedtime. My husband can attest to this, and not for the reasons he'd probably prefer. I love you, babe. I love my sheets. I love sleeping. A good night's sleep is crucial to overall wellness and even fat loss. And believe it or not, poor sleep can also contribute to overeating. Some of that is because of the mental health implications of poor sleep as well. And then, of course, we all know what stress eating looks like. So it is all related. You can also check out 13 tips to sleep better at night. I also did a podcast interview with Kelsey Jack, who is a sleep coach. There's several good resources here on the podcast, but get a good night's sleep. Tip number 18, sip on seltzer water or water while cooking. Let's speak to the cooks in the kitchen for a minute. I understand that not all of you have the ability to step away from the food. So this is a tip for those of us who really can't get out of the kitchen. I intentionally do this every night while making dinner to help me consume more water. And it can also help curb hunger. Again, I have another podcast episode, 11 Easy Ways to Drink More Water Every Day. Seltzer water does count. It is just simply fizzy water. Try to stay away from caffeinated beverages for this hack. And tip number 19, here we go. Avoid soda entirely. I got some eye raises on this one too. Eye rolls, eyebrow raises, some sighs, maybe some weeping and gnashing of teeth. Here is the deal with soda. Similar principle to tip number 15. You need to decide, do you want to drink your carbs or eat your carbs? Now, some of you may be saying, I drink diet soda. Oh, friend, come sit beside me. I won't go into it here, but here's the really quick speed version of why I think soda, diet or regular, needs to be tossed from your home. The bottom line is this: artificial sweeteners are drastically sweeter than natural sugar. Even the natural sweeteners, stevia, I am trying to think of some of the other ones that can be natural. We try to avoid all of them. Sometimes I buy stuff and I don't even realize that those sweeteners are in it. The bottom line is this: diet sodas, especially those artificial sweeteners, are drastically sweeter than just natural cane sugar. You are training your brain to need sweet, and a crazy high level of sweet. Just because it does not have calories does not make a difference, because here's the problem. You are expecting this really high level of sweet. So then when you do consume natural sugar, you need so much of it to be satisfied. This contributes to overeating. Diet or regular soda should be eliminated. If you want to avoid tighter pants on January 1st, then one of the easiest ways to accomplish this is to eliminate soda entirely and try to make it a habit My clients do an amazing job of this. It is possible, and they see incredible results by retraining their brain to need less sweet. So, a soda or a piece of pie? You decide. Number 20, bring the healthy dish. When all else fails, sign up to bring the healthy stuff. If you are certain that there won't be any fresh greens, depending on the family that you grew up in, then bring the salad loaded with fresh vegetables. Offer to bring the dish that helps you maintain your fitness and nutrition goals. Remember, it is not all or nothing. I'm not saying you just need to eat a salad at Thanksgiving. I surely don't. And you don't need to either. But again, it's not the all or nothing, and you just want to enjoy one plate and be done. But feel free to bring the healthy dish when all else fails, if there isn't going to be one otherwise. Restrain and retrain. Number 21, use a lunch plate instead of a dinner plate. This is a go-to tip to prevent overeating all year round. Also a very, very successful strategy for many people. This may not be an option when you are out, like you're at somebody else's house, right? You use a dinner plate that is there. But the idea is this: a typical dinner plate measures over 10 inches usually. A lunch plate is typically around 8 inches. So if portion control is a struggle on a regular basis for you, then within your home, when you are in control of the food, choose to regularly use a lunch plate for your meals and fill it up. One and done. Now, that's 21 tips, but I have a bonus. I have a bonus tip for you over the holidays. And it is this. You ready for it? This is crucial. Stay off the scale. Did I yell that loud enough into my microphone? Let me say it one more time for the people in the back. Stay off the scale. Unless you have a medical reason to weigh yourself regularly, this practice must change. Podcast episode pending. Ditch the scale. It is unnecessary at best and emotionally and mentally destructive at worst. The reality is you feel more bloated than you've actually gained. Meaning this, most people over the holidays, if they're truly gaining weight, it's probably not any more than 5 pounds. And a lot of that could be water retention, etc. And whether you are over the holidays or you are listening to this any time of the year, I have all kinds of reasons you need to get rid of your scale right now and measure yourself instead. Like I said, there's a podcast episode coming, but you can visit hammersandhugs.com, my blog, right now and search body fat percentage. Don't be scared. It's much less traumatizing than the scale, I promise you. But stay off the scale, friends. Stay off the scale. If you want to learn natural strategies, I've mentioned my fitness nutrition clients, natural strategies with daily accountability to pursue food freedom and start shedding inches. Now is the perfect time to sign up for my next round of The Faster Way, which starts on Monday, December 5th, my next 6-week round, and be in control. Feel like you're more in control this holiday season and start to see results even before the new year. Isn't that a novel idea? Get results even before you make that New Year's resolution. I would love to hear what tips you have for healthy eating, not just over the holidays, but just in general. Are there strategies that you have found helpful to stay in control of your portions and avoid that miserable feeling of overeating? I would love to hear them. Share in the comments below. Again, food was meant to be enjoyed, and more specifically, the fellowship around it. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast. I would love to hear your thoughts from today. Head to your preferred podcasting platform and give the show an honest review and let me know what you think. Remember, you cannot be redefined, only redeveloped one imperfect day at a time. Your story matters, and you are loved.